Hello, and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through interviews with other guests and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. I'm Susan Jane, your host for the podcast, and I am so delighted to have Dr. Debbie Silber on the show. Now, Dr. Debbie is the founder of the PBT, which is Post Betrayal Transformation Institute. Now, she's had done TED Talks, she's been on Fox, CBS. I mean, this lady knows her stuff. I reckon the next Brené Brown coming up here. So I am so excited to have her on the show. So I'm not going to go too much into it because I want Debbie to explain her life and how she got to where she is and why we're talking about post-betrayal. So welcome to the show, Debbie.
Thank you so much. And, you know, just to be mentioned along with Brené Brown, that's something. And it's so funny because if I tell you how many times I've heard, you're like the Brené Brown for betrayal.
Yes.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Well, it is. I mean, when I looked at your bio, you could see that you have done so much, but it's that study. It's that getting that really clear understanding, losing the woo-woo, losing the nonsense behind it and getting to back down to the tin tacks and the grounding of it, which is what I love. But that's enough of me talking. I want to know a little bit more about you, how you've got to here and where we're going from there.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. This is actually my 30th year in business. And as life would morph and change, well, so would business. So I started in health and then mindset and personal development. And then I had a really painful betrayal from my family. Thought I did everything I needed to do to heal from that. And then it happened a few years later, this time my husband. Anybody who's been through that, you're shocked, you're blindsided. Life will never be the same. I was devastated. So I got him out of the house and I looked at the two experiences and I thought, well, what's similar to these two? Of course, me, but what else? And I realized, you know, boundaries were always getting crossed and I never took my own needs seriously. And I was like, you know what? That's it. Nothing changes. And it starts with me. So here I was, 4 kids, 6 dogs, a thriving business. And I was like, that I'm going back for a PhD. I mean, I needed to PhD my way out of this mess. And it was I didn't know how I was going to pay for it. I didn't know how I was going to manage the time. I just knew something big had to happen. It was in transpersonal psychology, the psychology of transformation and human potential, because I was changing so much. I didn't quite understand it. He was too on his own, wasn't ready to look at that. And then it was time to do a study. So I studied betrayal. What holds us back? What helps us heal? And what happens to us physically, mentally, and emotionally when the people closest to us lie, cheat, and deceive? I had no idea that study was going to lead to 3 groundbreaking discoveries, but it did. And it changed my business, my health, my family, my life.
Wow. Like you're talking about betrayal and obviously we don't want to go too deep into your own personal stuff, but what does betrayal look like? So if, for the listeners, yeah. What is it? Because I remember when I first connected with you, I sort of went, oh, that's not happened to me. But there's a lot of other, as in a partner or relationship betrayal, but there's a lot of other aspects to it. And I guess when I went to betrayal, I went, oh, well, he hasn't slept around with anybody or you know, had an affair. But betrayal's a lot more than that, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I define it as the breaking of a spoken or unspoken rule. Every relationship has them. And the way it works is the more you trust and depend on that person, the deeper the betrayal. So for example, a child who's completely dependent on their parent and the parent does something awful, that's going to have a different impact than, let's say, your coworker taking credit for your idea, your best friend sharing your secret. Still a betrayal, not the same amount of cleanup. left in the wake. But there's also self-betrayal. You know, if you know someone or something is not in your best interest and you keep going back for it, that's betrayal too. So we could be betrayed by family members, partners, coworkers, friends. It's endless. And it was interesting because in the study, originally I was studying the betrayal of a family member, partner, or friend. And I had to drop the friend piece because what I found was while friends can infuriate you, make you crazy, they don't break us. Of course, we're never broken, bent, you know, like a family member or a partner. Those are the ones that absolutely shake us up like no other. So those, it was the family members and the partners. That's what I studied.
Okay, so the closer the person is to you, the stronger the betrayal can be, or the stronger the reaction can be.
Oh, well, we could feel betrayed by COVID. We could feel betrayed by our government. We could feel betrayed by God, by life. I mean, we can feel betrayed by whatever we choose. It really is incredible. There was even, I remember in the study where I was learning about even the betrayal of a company where, let's say a company says, you know, they're promoting something. It's healthy for some, you know, whatever it's trying to do for us. And we learn that it's not. There's something, I believe it was called like the love becomes hate principle, where we will turn on a company so quickly if we find that out. We would rather knowingly do something we know is bad for us, right? Like, let's say, if we're drinking, we know we can get into trouble with the drinking, but we're going into it kind of knowing what we're headed for. We would so much rather that than believe in a company and what they're representing and find out they weren't telling the truth. We do not like getting duped.
Wow. So, wow, that's just gone from one small area to huge. And you would have been doing that while you're doing your studies and everything else. You would have realized how much bigger it is than we first initiate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. People feel betrayed by their bodies. They're doing the right thing. They're eating well, they're exercising, they're resting, taking their supplements, whatever. And then they get an illness, condition, disease. So it's really one of those things. But I believe for our conversation, we're kind of talking about the shock and what betrayal creates, and the good news is what you can do with it to heal as well.
Okay, so we've got an understanding of what betrayal is. Mm-hmm. What's our next step? You said you found three areas in there. Let's talk about those areas.
Sure. So the first discovery was originally I was setting something called post-traumatic growth. And for those who aren't familiar, it's if you let's say you lose a loved one or there's some sort of trauma and you come out of it with a new insight, awareness, perspective you didn't have. Like maybe you lose someone you love and you realize life is short, something like that. Mm-hmm. I had been through death of a loved one. I'd been through disease, but I was like, you know, betrayal feels different for me. I didn't want to assume it. So I asked all my study participants and I said, if you've been through other traumas besides betrayal, is it different for you too? Unanimously, they said, oh my gosh, it's so different. Here's why. Because it feels so intentional, we take it so personally. So the whole self is shattered. Rejection, abandonment, belonging, confidence, worthiness, trust, they're all shattered and they all have to be rebuilt. So it didn't quite qualify as post-traumatic growth. It's like, yeah, you need to rebuild your life, but you also need to rebuild yourself. And so I coined a new term, post-betrayal transformation. And that's the complete and total rebuild of your life and yourself after an experience with betrayal. So that was the first discovery.
Wow. Oh, that is, yeah. You don't realize, do you? There's just that the dual action of that because, yeah, I get that people have to rebuild their life and I get people have to rebuild themselves. Mm-hmm. Been there, done that both times. But with betrayal, you're doing the whole lot together.
Well, and that's what it is because think about it. What makes betrayal so unique is this was the person or these were the people who gave us a sense of safety and security. And then when that's the very person or those are the very people to shatter that sense of safety and security, it's traumatizing. So there's a lot to rebuild. So that's why there's also a lot of cleanup, you know, left in the wake of a betrayal. And that leads to the second discovery. You want me to go through that one?
Absolutely. Yeah. This is incredible.
Okay. So the second discovery was that there's actually a collection of symptoms, physical, mental, and emotional, so common to betrayal, it's known as post-betrayal syndrome. And we actually have a quiz, the post-betrayal syndrome quiz, on our site to see to what extent people are struggling. We've had easily 50,000 people take the post-betrayal syndrome quiz. Now, a few things about that.
Hang on a sec, Debbie, before you say that, because I forgot it. As a ticker tape, I've got that coming up so people can see it if they're watching the show. But for the podcast, to take the quiz, you've got to go to the, now, PBTinstitute.com. So PBT is post betrayal.
The PBT is post betrayal transformation. The PBTinstitute.com.
Thank you. I just wanted to get that out there. Now, keep going. Sorry.
Yeah. So we've had 50,000 plus people take the post betrayal syndrome quiz on our site. Now, what's so interesting about that is we've all been taught time heals all wounds. I have the proof when it comes to betrayal. That is simply not true. There's a question that says, is there anything else you'd like to share? And people write things like, my betrayal happened 35 years ago. I'm unwilling to trust. My betrayal happened 10 years ago. Feels like it happened yesterday. So we know when it comes to betrayal, we cannot count on time to heal it. And in fact, you know, we can spot an unhealed betrayal a mile away, and there are classic symptoms. But every few months, I pull the stats from the quiz just to see how people are showing up. Would you like me to share them?
Oh, yes, please. Yes.
Okay. So figure, you know, 50,000 people, men, women, just about, you know, every country is represented, every age group is represented. So 78% constantly revisit their experience. 81% feel a loss of personal power. 80% are hypervigilant, and that's exhausting. 94% deal with painful triggers. Here are the most common physical symptoms. 71% have low energy. 68% have sleep issues. 63% have extreme fatigue. So you can go to bed, you wake up, you're exhausted. That's how you know your adrenals have crashed. Yep. 47% have weight changes. So in the beginning, maybe you can't hold food down. Later on, you're using food for comfort. 45% have gut issues. That's anything from Crohn's, IBS, diverticulitis, constipation, diarrhea, anything. The most common mental symptoms. 78% are overwhelmed. 70% are walking around in a state of disbelief. 68% are unable to focus. 64% are in shock. 62% can't concentrate. So now imagine you can't concentrate. You have a gut issue. You're exhausted. You still have to raise your kids. You still have to go to work. That's not even the emotional issues. Emotionally, 88% experience extreme sadness. 83% are very angry. 82% are hurt. 80% have anxiety. 79% are stressed. Just a few more. This is why I wrote the book Trust Again. This one, 84% have an inability to trust. 67% prevent themselves from forming deep relationships because they're afraid of being hurt again. 82% find it hard to move forward. 90% want to move forward, but they don't know how.
Oh my goodness. And that's just from betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's horrendous.
So it's not like the numbers are 20%, 30%.
Exactly. Every single one of them was over 50%.
Exactly.
So over 50% of the people that have experienced that are going through those symptoms, and the physical symptoms along with the emotional symptoms as well. Oh my goodness.
And that's why, you know, people can, let's say, for example, can go to the most well-meaning gut expert, right? Now, if 45% of people who've been betrayed, and here's the thing, those statistics aren't necessarily from someone who's been recently betrayed. This can be from decades ago. And that's what the third discovery is about, which I'll share. But think about it. Here, this person is struggling with their gut. They're in so much pain. They're so uncomfortable. And they're going to this gut expert who is very skilled in gut issues. But if they don't know there's a betrayal at the root of it, they're only getting so far. I mean, that's why with our certification program, you know, the idea is we have our coaches working within the Institute, but we want doctors, healers, coaches, therapists to understand, you know, what betrayal does so they can take their patients and clients so much deeper with their transformations and their healing.
Yeah. And it's not until you start to dig down and get an understanding of it that it's happening. And it's really strange, Debbie, you're talking about issues there that I know my partner is experiencing, and he had betrayal in his relationship and earlier on in his childhood as well. So I can see he's got those gut issues. He's got doing everything else, but maybe not looking at that betrayal aspect of it.
And here's the thing. One of the classic signs of an unhealed betrayal is a repeat betrayal. So, you know, it's so common. Like when you said, you know, it happened early on. We go from partner to partner to partner, friend to friend to friend, boss to boss to boss. And we say, what the heck is it, me? Yes, it is. It's you, not in that you caused it, in that there is a profound lesson needing to be learned. Maybe that it's you need better boundaries in place. Maybe you need to realize already that you are lovable, worthy, and deserving, whatever it is for you. Until and unless you get that, you will have opportunities in the form of people to teach you. Like in my own example, right? It was my family, and then it was my husband. And then for me, it was a drastic move to go back for this PhD. It was the first thing I had done really for me. And that, you know, that was big, and it changed my entire life. So lesson learned, you know, and that's one of the classic signs. We see it in relationships. We see it in health. We see it in work. And unhealed betrayal shows up everywhere.
And what I found when you were just saying that too, I went through my marriage breakdown and everything else. My savior, I went back to uni. I went back to study too. So it's obviously the type of people that we are, that we get that understanding by learning and by getting other information, by education. And it's not, you're not necessarily educating yourself on your issues or your problems, but you're getting an overall understanding, which allows you to move forward.
Well, what you're saying is so classic to one of the biggest shifts that move us through our healing, and so particularly from one stage to the next, which leads me to the third discovery. You want me to share that one now?
Absolutely.
So this for me was the most exciting discovery. And what we learned was, while we can stay stuck for years, decades, a lifetime, and so many of us do, if we're going to fully heal, and by fully heal, I mean symptoms of post-betrayal syndrome to that whole healed state of post-betrayal transformation, we're going to go through five now proven predictable stages. And what's even more exciting about that is we know what happens physically, mentally, and emotionally at each of those stages. And we know what it takes to move from one stage to the next. What does that mean? It means that healing is entirely predictable. And I'm happy to share the five stages if you want.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. But I just want to really reiterate that healing is predictable, that we can move through it, we can step through it. We just need to follow some of these guidance and some of these ideas. And yes, bring it on, Debbie.
Because there is a roadmap now. So it's what our coaches are certified in. It's what we teach within the Institute. It's mapped out and trust again. I'm going to give you a distilled version right here. So stage one is, if you can imagine, before it happens, it's like a setup stage. And if you can imagine four legs of a table, four legs being physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. What I saw with everyone was this real heavy lean on the physical and the mental, thinking and doing, right? And kind of neglecting the emotional and the spiritual, feeling and being. So if you imagine four legs of a table, right? And there are only two, right? Two legs, easy for that table to topple over. That's us. So the table topples over, right? Stage two, we're shocked. This is D-Day, Discovery Day. And it's, you know, it's the shock of the experience. And there's a breakdown of the body, the mind, and the worldview. Right here, you've ignited the stress response. You're now headed for every single stress-related symptom, illness, condition, disease. Your mind is in a complete and total state of chaos and overwhelm. You cannot wrap your mind around the information you just learned. This makes no sense to you. And your worldview has just been shattered. Your worldview is your mental model. It's the rules that prevent chaos, that govern you. Don't go there. Trust this person. These are the rules. This is how life works. And in one moment or series of moments, every rule you've known to be real and true is no longer. The bottom is bottomed out, and a new bottom hasn't been formed yet. It's terrifying. But think about it. If the bottom were to bottom out on you, what would you do? You'd grab hold of whatever you could to stay safe and stay alive. And that's stage three. Survival instincts emerge. It's the most practical out of all of the stages. If you can't help me, get out of my way. How do I survive this experience? Where do I go? Who can I trust? How do I feed my kids? This is by far the most common stage to get stuck in. And here's why. Once you've figured out how to survive your experience, because it feels so much better than the shock and trauma of where you just came from, you think it's good. And because we have no idea there's anywhere else to go, we don't know there's a stage four or stage five. Transformation doesn't even begin until stage four. But because we don't know there's anywhere else to go, we start planting roots here. We're not supposed to, but we don't know that. And four things happen. The first thing is you start getting all these small self benefits. You get to be right. You get your story. You get someone to blame. You know, you get sympathy from everybody you tell your story to. You get a target for your anger. So you start planting some deeper roots. You're not supposed to stay here, but you don't know that. Now, because you're here longer than you should, you start thinking things like, well, maybe I deserved it. Maybe I'm not all that great. Maybe this, maybe that. You plant deeper roots. Now, because you're here longer than you should be, and these are the thoughts you're thinking, you know, like energy attracts like energy. This is the energy you're putting out now. So now you're attracting circumstances and people and relationships towards you to confirm, yep, this is exactly where you belong. It gets worse, but I'll get you out of here. Because it feels so bad, but you don't know there's anywhere else to go, you're miserable. So, but here's where you resign yourself. You're like, this stinks, but I don't know what to do with this. So right here is where you start using food, drugs, alcohol, work, TV, whatever it is, to numb, avoid, and distract yourself from what's so painful to feel or face. So think about it. You do it for a day, a week, a month. Now it's a habit, a year, 10 years, 20 years. And I can see someone 20 years out and say, you know, that emotional eating you're doing, that drinking, that numbing in front of the TV, do you think that has anything to do with your betrayal? And they would look at me like I'm crazy. They would say it happened 20 years ago. All they did was put themselves in stage three. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I totally get where you're coming from.
Yeah. So yeah. This is why by far stage three is the most common to get stuck in. So much so, this is my most recent book, From Hardened to Healed. It's just for stage three. I was like, you know what? There are just too many people hanging out in stage three. Stage threeers, I'm coming for you in From Hardened to Healed.
Yeah. And Deborah, I've got a friend called Deborah, and I you have the Hardened and Healed. You've got a book there. You didn't show me that one. I mustn't have seen that one. But you've also got Are You Healed or Hardened quiz as well.
The Healed or Hardened quiz, yeah. And this will show you exactly what stage you're in. And they'll find that on the site as well. You'll know exactly. I mean, that quiz takes less than two minutes. The post-betrayal syndrome quiz takes a bit longer. It's a deep dive. But if you want to know just what stage you're in, the Healed or Hardened quiz.com. Or just right on the site. So, you know, just with to your point that you said earlier, how, you know, all of these steps you're taking when you were learning and reading things and studying, you weren't just spending all your time focused on what the problem was and learning and spending your time there. And that's so common as one of the things we do as we move from stage three to stage four. Stage three is very action oriented about survival and understanding your crisis. Stage four is very action oriented as well, but it's about your healing. Here's where you're like, I enrolled in the PhD program. You started reading and studying. That's what it's about. And you have to grieve, mourn the loss, bunch of things you need to do. To get out of stage three, because it's like cement for a lot of people. They are so rooted there. Stage four is finding and adjusting to a new normal. So here's where you acknowledge, I can't undo my experience, but I control what I do with it. And right in that decision right there, you're turning down the stress response. You're not healing just yet, but you've just stopped the massive damage you were causing in stages two and stage three. And what's so interesting about stage four is if you were to move to, let's say, a new office, condo, apartment, house, whatever, you don't take everything with you. You don't take the things that don't represent who you want to be in this new space. And what I found was, if your friends weren't there for you, right here is where you don't take them with you. You've outgrown them. If they don't rise, they don't come. And people say to me all the time, what the heck? I've had these friends 10, 20, 30 years. Is it me? Yes, it is. You're undergoing a transformation. If they don't support you in the way you're realizing you need, you've just outgrown them. Very common. When you've settled into this mental space, making it cozy, making it home, you move into the fifth most beautiful stage. And this is healing, rebirth, and a new worldview. The body starts to heal. Self-love, self-care, eating well, exercise. You didn't have the bandwidth for that earlier. Now you do. Your mind is healing. You're making new rules. You're making new boundaries based on the road you just traveled. And you have a new worldview based on what you see so clearly now. And the four legs of the table, in the beginning, it was all about the physical and the mental. By this point, we're solidly grounded because we're focused on the emotional and the spiritual too. Those are the five stages.
Wow. I just want to go through those five stages again because they were amazing. I started writing them down, but I only started on number four.
Okay, so just number one. And then for you, so the first one is that setup stage, and this is when you're prioritizing the physical and the mental over the emotional and the spiritual. It's like the setup stage. Stage two is the breakdown of the body and the mind and the worldview. That's the shock. That's D-Day, and again, it is totally mapped out in trust again. Stage three, survival. Survival instincts emerge. Stage four, finding and adjusting to a new normal.
Yes.
Stage five, healing, rebirth, and a new worldview.
Wow. I just love it because it just makes so much sense. And and if you do that, the quick quiz, are you healed or hardened? Mm-hmm. You will find out actually where you are at.
Exactly.
Wow. I'm going to jump on that after this.
Yeah, because we know what people are likely to be feeling, experiencing, saying at those stages. So you'll know, it'll be crystal clear. And the good news is then you'll know what to do with it because there's a roadmap available now. And that's what the PBT Institute is all about. I mean, I did the study and I have the research. I learned exactly what works. And I also saw what wasn't working and what people were doing. And I saw they were numbing, avoiding, distracting. They were, let's say they joined a support group. Now here's the thing, with a lot of these people, once you start healing, you don't belong. Or it's like the Ain't It Awful Club. You know, it's like you have your experience and then someone kind of chimes in with, oh, you think that's bad. Well, this happened to me, you know, and none of that is really supportive or, you know, none of that is helping you grow. It's sort of keeping you stuck. And we also saw that people would, let's say, go to therapy. Therapy can be great, but it only hits you on one level. Let's say the mental or the emotional. So a betrayal affects every level. And we also found if that therapist isn't highly skilled in betrayal, it does way more harm than good. And we have lots of people coming into the Institute with therapy trauma. So the good news is you can heal from all of it. And one of our coaches who's going to be starting soon, that's going to be her specialty. Our coaches all specialize in different things, divorce, reconciliation, narcissism, chronic pain, how betrayal impacts the whole family. There's no place like it.
Wow. There was something that came to my mind when you were saying that. And I can't remember what it was. It was just so interesting. Come back. Where were you? I'm sorry. Okay. So what you did say was that most of the, or a lot of the people, I shouldn't say that, a lot of the people are stuck in that third level, that survival stage.
Stage three.
And I guess, I sort of think back of the people that I know and what's happening around, and you do that, like, to get an understanding of it. Mm-hmm. How can we help somebody, or how can we suggest to somebody that it's time to move to stage four? Like, let's start giving life a bit of a chance again.
Yeah, it's really hard because, you know, for so many people, they're not aware of the idea that there could be anything other than what they're experiencing. And they are so deeply rooted in that stage. And moving out of it just seems like such a complete impossibility. And they have a lot invested in staying where they are. You know, maybe they're looking at it like getting that sympathy from other people. Maybe that's something that they're looking at as a benefit, or maybe having a target for their anger or having their story. It's giving them something. It's supporting them in some way, giving them something. They have no idea how much better life is when they give that up, though. Think about it. You have your story, but you have such a better story. You know, you stop making yourself sick and you improve your immune system and stop that accelerated aging. And I mean, there's, you know, so many benefits right there. You see opportunities available to you. You never would have had access had you not done that. Like, for example, think about it. My story was, it was a powerful one, and I would have gotten sympathy from everybody. The most important people in my life all betrayed me, right? And I would have gotten all kinds of sympathy. And but instead, this story is so much better. We opened up the PBT Institute, and I remember going through the study and saying, if I can heal, I'm taking everybody with me. And now we're helping thousands of people. It's a better story. So yes. It's if someone isn't ready, it's a hard job. I remember when the PBT Institute was a live physical space before we went completely online, someone came in my office, you know, arms folded over her chest, and she's like, I want to heal. And I'm like, no, you don't. You got to get rid of all of that. Mm-mm-mm. You know, so some people are very invested in their story.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they say they want to heal, but they're not necessarily going to go that way. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of them, like you say, just aren't aware that there is another way that they can go forward, and then they're just not sure of it. So they can get a lot of help from going to the PBTinstitute.com. They can go onto your website there and they can, there's a couple of quizzes there, take those. You've got your books there. I'm going to put all those links down too for the video. So what would you say would be the best step to go forward to help somebody now? Like say they've listened to the podcast and they go, that could be me. I'm not really sure. What would you say their best step to go forward now would be?
Well, after hearing the five stages, you can, you know, it's easy to see where you are. And then I would say, just be honest with yourself. Knowing that you're in, let's say, stage three, is that where you want to stay? I can promise you, life doesn't begin until, you know, you move through those stages, and you owe it to yourself to do something good with something bad. I didn't do one thing anyone else couldn't do. But, you know, moving through those stages, it's just you get to become a version of you that never would have shown up had that not happened. So you've been through the worst of it already. You've been through the pain. You've been through the heartbreak. You've been through the shock. Why not be there for the transformation? It's all available and predictable. And there's a version of you so healthy, so healed, so confident, so strong, he or she would blow your mind. And that version of you is waiting in that state of post-betrayal transformation.
Absolutely. And I have to say, even with my situation, and I've gone through my stories as well, but when you are going through them, when you're moving forward, like 20 years ago, there's no way known I would even imagine that I would be sitting here on podcasts, talking to, you know, well-known people like yourself about these sorts of things. So it's amazing how your life can transform so. Now, and I can't say easy because it's not always easy, but it is. When I look back, I think it wasn't really that hard. When you're going through it, yeah, it's challenging. But when you look back, you sort of think, well, why would you not do it?
Yeah. Well, I have a bit of a different experience because I've been in the ICU for 11 days. I've lost loved ones. Nothing for me was as hard as this. And here's the thing, though. Rebuilding is always a choice, whether you rebuild yourself and move on. That's what I did with my family. It wasn't an option to rebuild with them. Or if the situation lends itself, if you're willing, if you want to, you may have the opportunity to rebuild something entirely new, like from the ground up new, with the person who hurt you. And that's what I did with my husband. So not long ago, as two completely transformed people, we married each other again. New rings, new vows, new dress, and our four kids as our bridal party.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
So it's betrayal is one of those things. You never know, but unless there is a complete and total crash and burn and death and destruction of the old, you really can't birth the new, whether that new is just a new you or a new, you know, collective you with the two of you. And I think so many people are so afraid of that death and destruction, but that's what betrayal creates. And, when that happened, that was the deal breaker. That was it. Okay. I was like, here I go. I wasn't planning on being a single mom and doing all this myself, but all right. Having no idea, my only agenda was to heal.
It is. It's really in your face, isn't it? When you lose someone that you had that support with, or, you know, and they've done that to you. And I guess it actually would be easier to lose somebody than it would be to have them choose to betray you in that sort of sense. Yeah. Wow.
It's a tough one.
So people can jump onto that, your website, and they can... Do you do coaching like online? It's all online now.
Sure. Within the Institute. So here's what happens. Once you join us, it's a private, safe, secure space because, you know, we're trust is shattered. So everybody's, you know, we understand the person you trusted the most proved untrustworthy. You know, you may be a little bit hesitant to trust. So we take it very seriously. And you join at whatever level's comfortable for you. And we have daily classes running with our certified coaches. We have our signature programs that literally walk you through the stages. Everything is recorded if you can't catch the classes live. And we have people that binge watch, you know, some of our favorite coaches. They're all incredible. And we have master classes with brilliant experts. I'm in there doing Q&A. And we have the most supportive, uplifting, forward-moving community. And they're all there to lift and inspire. We have clubs. We have so much going on. And like I said, it's based on what the 50,000 plus people said works and doesn't work, what the research proved, excluding everything that doesn't work. Whatever's working is within that Institute, and people are coming in at stage two, stage three, moving through the stages and beyond. It's very exciting.
Wow. Okay. So all the links will be down there. You've got your books as well. The quizzes, jump on the quizzes. They would be, I'm going to have a play too. And that's what's nice. It's, you can do that in your own home. You can do it feeling comfortable, and there's no reprimand for it. You know, like, oh, you've done that wrong. And,
And we have, you know, with our self-paced programs, you know, some people move through them a little bit more quickly. Some take their time. Some spend a lot of time with the coaches. And also, I didn't even say, depending on the program level, you get a private session with our coach any of our coaches every month. With our other level, our higher level, you get a private session with me and two private sessions with coaches every month. So it's really designed to give you all the support, anything you need to move
at any level. Yeah, I love that. That's perfect. Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, Debbie. Anything else you want to put forward before we say goodbye?
You know, I would just say this. Here's the thing. Even if you have to say it a million times to yourself, it's worth it. Even though it happened to you, it's not about you. It's not about you. And, you know, just you deserve to heal. You deserve to let go of those symptoms and become that version of you that's now ready.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. And thank you for being on the show. It was really good. I'm just looking at it in a completely different way. And the way you put it forward, it was so interesting. Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
No worries. All right. But stay on the line because I've got to chat with you after. And I will just do the closing and everything else. Thanks, Debbie.
Thank you.
Oh, wasn't that incredible? Jump onto the website. Go and have a play with the quizzes. You'll really enjoy it. It's really worthwhile. But what we've got coming up, I'm not sure. Oh, I've got a heap of other interviews to do, so there's plenty coming up. But subscribe to the channel. Do all those things you're supposed to do. I know I'm not doing this properly, but I really don't care. All I want to do is give you that information. That's really important. But if you subscribe, you won't miss any of it. But that's for me. That's me for this week. I'll say bye for now, and I'll catch you next week. See you guys.